Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. As we welcome the Holy Spirit is activated to help us. If you want His wisdom, like we always say, if you yield to Him, if you welcome His presence, if your life attracts the Holy Spirit, love attracts the Holy Spirit, kindness, purity, truth. These are the things, these are the conditions I'm in when I learn the most. Praying in the Holy Spirit is yielding to the Holy Spirit. You're giving Him a chance to guide you in life. How can someone guide you against your will? If we're not willing, then He can't help us as He can if we are willing. When we're willing, when we desire the knowledge of God, then He can teach us. He can guide us. He knows all things. There's nothing He's uneducated about. Everything He speaks, every word He gives, He knows the perfect plan for your life today. He knows what you could be doing that would make the most difference. But again, He thinks of all things. He thinks of every situation. And when you're reaching out, you're a candidate to learn from Him. You can learn whatever He has to say. And we can live and thrive in life. When our heart is yielded, in a yielded state of being, and we want the pure things, we're not in pride, we're not trying to become, quote, successful, we're trying to live. That's the language of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you desire to do, the motive is key. Now, I want to be successful in the sense of pleasing God. But sometimes people want the success of man. They want to look good in man's eyes. And if I do the things of God, that'll be good enough for man, as far as I'm concerned. I want to do what He wants me to do. I want to speak His word. And however I look, that's how I look. Good or bad. Sometimes, a lot of times you can, when you do the will of God, the perfect will of God, you can be greatly misunderstood. But I learned not to care about that. That's not important. What's important is what God knows. Is my heart clean? Am I pure in my thoughts? Am I doing what God gave me to do? Now this is what I desire to do, but the enemy tries to tempt people away from all those things. But like Scott Webb said one time, he's like a vacuum. He's like smoke, darkness. You turn the light on, it's gone. Satan to me is nothing. He's just a wannabe. And when you put him in that category, it's easy to walk away from his works. I continually confess that I hate the things of the world. And I love the things of God. And it's real. It becomes true. It becomes true to me. it becomes tangibly true. When I first said it, I said, this is the right thing to do. This is the way to go. And as I said, your dedication gets stronger. And my dedication gets stronger every time I yield myself to the Lord. And that's a continual decision, just like a good marriage. Every day in a good marriage, people say, well, what if I go down the road and, you know, in life and I change my mind? You're not going to change your mind. Don't feel that. I love God today. I'll love God tomorrow. God is good currently. I love Him currently, just like a marriage. A good marriage is, you know, it's the same thing. You love your wife, you loved her initially, she loved you, and you work things out and you go forward in life. And the differences you iron out, you learn to agree with each other according to the word, according to life. And every challenge you have, you conquer it biblically. And your bond grows stronger. Now, we're going to live forever. Forever's a long time. Time changes things. But you get to control how it changes. You can speak God's word forever, and it will change your life in a greater way forever. And your bond to God can be stronger forever. There's no limit to how much you can grow, how dedicated you can become, and how much you can learn from the Lord, because He don't run out of information, and we should never run out of hunger to learn that information. But God loves us. Now, in a good marriage, a good one, they're going to eventually learn satanic tactics, because Satan's going to try to tear them apart and they're going to win. Now, every time Satan tried to hinder me, I learned something. I learned something key to defeating. I learned from him how to defeat him, because I learned his tactics. In light of the word of God, I see it for what it is, and I defeat him. And I say, oh, this was his plot. I can see his plot from his side of view, because of what he said and did, and how he tried to affect my life, or infect my life. He tried to infect my life with his poison. I counted it, and I saw the steps he took. And by the Holy Spirit, you can see when it began. See, the Holy Spirit can show you all things. What do you want to learn? What do you want to know? You're not limited. Jesus didn't say the Holy Spirit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into the things of God only. He will guide you into ministry only. He said he'll guide you into all truth, all things. There's no subject that he's not steeped on. He knows it. He understands it well. And he knows how to relate it so you can understand it, because he teaches us at our level. And as we learn greater things, he can teach us greater things. And when you see how simple it is, you wonder why you couldn't figure it out. He's such a wonderful teacher that when he speaks, you understand it perfectly. Or you understand it well. Then you have to get it in, get your mind to come on board. Because some things you can understand in your heart, and it can puzzle your mind, but you can use the information in current time. And over time, you can put it in words. Your mind will catch up. And then you got your habit system. You have to use those principles to transform your habit system. I found out the habit system is tough. It's hard to get that on board. The Lord taught me many principles about business, but I was still not. My habit system was in the way. And he let me work with my cousin a year, which was a businessman. He was a Shoney's manager. And he was a very wise man. So I saw what the Lord was saying. And he and Parnell helped me to overcome my habit system. So it's important, when you have a visual, you can learn even greater things. The Lord can tell you something, but you need a visual. He was my visual. But the more you trust God, the more you can do things. Now, the Lord loves us. His love is true, it's real, it's good, it's wonderful. He's always with us. And he's going to help us out. Now, with the Holy Spirit, listening to him, expecting him, yielding to him, all these things is a blessing. The Spirit of God is with us to help us out. And he's ready to help us grow in every way of life. He will not be a part of sin. He will not help us sin. He will teach us against it. He will do nothing to aid us in our sin. He can help you repent. He'll give you wisdom against it. But just like the good marriage, every day they wake up and they're dedicated just like they were the previous day. And they go about the day doing all the things that they have to do. See, if you can be married on earth, you can be married in heaven. There's no marriage. You know, we won't be married in heaven. But I'm saying, if you can be dedicated on earth, you can really be dedicated in heaven. Because there's no satanic interference. And there won't be any satanic interference because Satan's not going up there. And his people aren't either. But a couple can love God and be dedicated here in the worst place you could live and have a thriving marriage because the Word of God is, we love and appreciate the Word of God. And the love of God always overcome the world. But every day, those that have a good marriage, those that love each other, they don't say, well, hey, look, I don't want to be in this marriage anymore. And they start doing things to work against it. Now, that happens after strife comes aboard. And they're looking at the world somewhere. Or some illusion of Satan. But when you look into the Lord, you're not going to do crazy things. And you won't. I always say that I love God, I love His will, I love His people, I love His word, I love His will, everything about Him, I love Him. And the world, I hate the world system. Now, I'm becoming more dedicated to love God as time passes. And my resolve against the world system and my hatred against the world system grows too. So that means I get to be more dedicated to God and more resilient to Satan and his tactics. When he comes along with mischief, I hate it. Everything he do is a lie. It's going to harm me and anybody else that's involved in the mischief. It's not good for anybody. It betrays everybody. When you steal from somebody, you're betraying them too. You're taking what they honestly work for. You know, if they love God and if they did do things the right way, they love God, they paid tithes, God blessed them, and then you go take what God gave them? No. That's not gonna work. And anybody that earned money, I'm not taking what somebody else would belong to somebody else. I don't believe in being a thief. And adultery. When people commit adultery, you know, that's marriage, that's bothering somebody's wife or husband. And that you're causing them to betray their family. And their parents, it hurts everybody. It hurts the children. It hurts their parents and their spouse and all of their friends. You slapped everybody in the face. If you commit adultery, either way it goes, it hurts everybody. The people on their side, the people on your side, everybody is hurt by the act, by the selfish act of adultery. And, you know, the more I think about it, the more I hate it. It's not hard to hate the things that's wrong, that cause trouble and strife. When I watch movies, I like to watch a good plot. But when people go across the line, it's like in Sodom, it vexed Lot's spirit. It didn't seem to bother anybody else in his family like it bothered him, possibly his daughters. because they were the only three that made it out of it. His wife looked back. Remember, the world, as evil as it is, can look good if you're not growing from glory to glory. It can look it can look alluring, but it's not right. It's nasty. But Sodom vexed Lot's spirit, and some TV shows vex my spirit. I don't want to see it. I don't like to see people, men betraying women. You know, they're lying to them, sleeping with them, foolishness like that. And it's not right. People mock marriage. They mock, the world is mocking the things of God. There's, you know, I grew up going to church. I saw communities where people in the community walked to church across the street. You don't see that anymore. People drive miles to go to church, and most of the people in the community stay at home. I remember a time, you know, you could see people going to church on a Sunday morning, you saw more traffic. I lived in a community where almost everybody went to church. I knew a man that once had a cleaners, and he had the old steam equipment. But when people prospered after World War II, in the 50s, 60s, he had a thriving business. And he was a black man. He had a thriving, he went to the bank, he'd buy a piece of equipment, and it costed a lot of money, and he'd pay on it every week like he was supposed to. And the teller would say, look, you paid this one off. He said, okay, well then he'd go buy another piece of equipment. Pay that off. Well, eventually people quit going to church. In the 70s, people just stopped going to church like they used to. They were eating. I say the mid-60s and 70s, people stopped, they could eat what they wanted, they worked, they had more money. They started building houses with two-car garages instead of one. See, the street that we lived on, the houses had two-car garage. They had two-car garages if the land allowed it. Now, some people, they only had parking pads because they lived the way the house was made. There was no way to make a garage, but they had a huge basement. In other words, what I'm saying is people started prospering. The steel plants were booming. And so people were thriving in life. And whenever people can eat what they want and live comfortably, they watch TV. And TV is persuasive. And they start getting interested in sports and the things of this world, and they start forgetting where they come from. And before you know it, you're in a soothing, lukewarm condition. No passion for the things of God. No passion for the love of God. You start looking at the world, and it don't look as bad as it once did. Now you see the problem with being lukewarm. But when you're looking to the Lord, you're growing and thriving. You're more dedicated. You're more trustworthy. You're honest. And you're more peculiar to this world. Your life bears more light. People can see the truth of things in a much greater way. And you're thriving. And nobody walks away from a thriving marriage that, you know, that loves God. So we look to the Lord. We, you know, I'm learning greater things from the Lord more now than I ever did. I want to see what's next. And it's not about the things I learned. It's just the life of God. It's so pure. It's so good. And I love it. And I want to operate just like him in my life, on my level. The same principles he used in life, that's what I want to use in mine. To build my life, to grow stronger. This is what Satan's been trying to hide. This is definitely what I want to expose, the light of God's way, and destroy the works of darkness. And I want to yield my life, my whole life to Him, not part of it, all of it, and go forward, because God is good. And His mercy, His dedication, His kindness, His love endures forever. Brother Horton say His cassette. I love Brother Horton. He is a wonderful man of God. And cassette, it involves more than just mercy. It's the responsibility of relationship, he said. It's a Jewish word. Remember, in a fallen world, people speak fallen things. And they don't speak life. So there are many words and phrases that we would be using if Adam didn't fall. There is an English name or a language name for everything of God. But because people don't speak it, they don't know it. So we use the best thing we can to describe the things of God. But God loves us, and He is ever enduring, ever for us, and He cares about every part of our life. The Holy Spirit is wonderful to know. As we live a life that yields to Him, that attracts Him, we get to learn greater and greater things, and it's all good. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is Lord.